the mitzvah which is with us daily now between Pesach and Shavuos. And it would be proper to get some idea of what this mitzvah means for us, a taste, as we say, tam a mitzvah, taste in the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is Nisper Tisha V'Arboim Yoim. We count 49 days. Miyoim Havoas Ha'Omer, from the day that you bring the Korban Ha'Omer, Shehu Yoim Yudvov Benisan, Tezayin, Sheneyamal, Mishpartem Lochem Mimochras HaShavos, Miyoim Aviachem Es'Omer HaTnufo, yesterday said it, V'Aminyan Hazeh Choyvo. This minyan is a chayvo, you must perform it. We have to count the days. You also must count the weeks. Shakosuv amar, Posuk says, Kisperu chamishim yoim. V'omru gamkein, and in another Posuk it says, Shivo shavuos tispoiloch. Therefore, the mitzvah of Sfira contains within itself both the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks created by the days. The mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer contains within itself both the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks. Yesh min ha-meforshim, semachlokes harishenim, and some say shoyadaitom, the counting of the weeks is only when the first week ends, you say this is 1 week in the Eimer. When the second week ends, 2 weeks in the Eimer. But in between, when you count the days that create the week, you don't have to mention the fact that there's a week also. Or other Rishonim say Shomru Kaderach Hanifchor Lahaskil Minyan Hashavuos Im Hayomim, continually to remember also and count the Shavuos of together with the Yomim Tomid B'chol Yomim. The Yerei Shamayim Yifchar Darko should therefore do as they say the Hoitzi Mikol Sofik, because in that way he'll be out of any sfeikus. Because it certainly doesn't disturb the minyan if you mention the weeks. But if you don't mention the week, so according to that sheet of the Rishenim, you're not yitzah the mitzvah. So the Yerushalayim should do it this way, as far as I know, the Chinuch says, all the places that I'm acquainted with, this is the way it's done, and this is the way we are noyeg today. Misharoshe ha-mitzvah, the Shoroshim, the roots of the mitzvah, as usual he calls the Tam HaMitzvah, he calls Shoresh. These are roots that we can find in the mitzvah. Al Sar HaPshat, also as usual. The Chinuch is not interested in deep philosophical discussions. He looks continually to find that which is the closest to the feeling of a Jew. Salapshat. The fee this time is Shekol Ikoron Shel Yisroel Einoi Elo HaTorah. The Ikor, the essence of Klal Yisroel is only Torah. Torah is the essence of Klal Yisroel. There is no Klal Yisroel that studies Torah. The Torah itself is the Ikor, the essence of Klal Yisroel. Mipnei HaTorah. And it's not only the essence of Klal Yisroel, it's the essence of all of creation. Mipnei ha-Torah nivru shamayim ve'oretz. Because of Torah, creation was brought about. Chomesh kosuv, as the Pasuk says, im loy brisi yomom v'loylo, chukoy shamayim ve'oretz loy shomti. The Mishnah in the Dorim says this refers also to the brisa shel Avraham Avinu, and it also refers to the bris of Torah. One thing is connected with the other, because without bris shel Avraham Avinu, we cannot enter into the bris of Torah. Areilim, can't enter into Bris Torah. Shem Shenichnas La Bris of Avraham Avinu Ken Yikones Le Torah. So ultimately it all amounts to the same thing. An interesting thing in that is that Rabbi Kivega says that in reference to Sandikos, when the father himself, Chas V'Sholom, is not there, is not living, so he says that Sandikos belongs to the Zayde, the father's father. Why? Because he says the only mitzvah where we find that a Zayde is mechuyev, the same as a father, in reference to a son, is the mitzvah of Teire. L'malatameishim is b'neichim u'b'nei b'neichim. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. So a Zayde is mechuyev in Talmud Teire of his grandchild. And since Bris Mile is the hachnose to Bris HaTeire, therefore the grandfather who is mechuyev lahachnis b'Bris HaTeire, he should be the one to be zeich in Sandikois, because in that manner he brings him into Torah. It's a very interesting thing. Chameishu kosivim lebrisi yim avalayo v'yi ho'iko v'hasibo, and Torah is the very reason shenigalu v'yotzim Mitzrayim, for Israel's redemption from enslavement to Mitzrayim. For what reason? Kedeshi tablo ha'Torah b'sinai v'yikaimua. The purpose was that they should receive Torah. It wasn't merely a redemption from enslavement, physical enslavement. That in itself wouldn't mean too much. It must lead to something. It must lead to something of spiritual nature. And that is, Yikablo HaTorah b'Sinai v'Yikaimuha. Uchomoi she'omar Hashem le'Moshe. Before he sent Moshe to Mitzrayim to tell Klal Yisroel that the time has arrived for Geula, so he said to him, this shall serve for you as the sign, when I will take you forth, when you will take forth this people from Egypt, you shall serve Hashem Yisborach upon this mountain, which was Har Chalev, Har Sinai. That's where the Mare Asne was, where Hashem Yisborach appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him to go down and give the message of redemption to Klal Yisroel. What does this posuk mean? The fact that you will take them forth from Egyptian bondage, that in itself will be a sign that ultimately you will serve God upon this mountain, Kloma. Shetekablo atoiro. What is the aveda that you shall perform upon this mountain? What is this aveda? What is this God service? Kloma shetekablo atoiro. You will receive toiro. Shehi ho ikara godol. That in itself, toiro is the ikara godol, the essential thing in the entire being of Klal Yisroel. For this are they now brought forth and redeemed. And this reception of Torah that they will receive, that is the greatest Torah that is possible to imagine for Klal Yisroel. There's nothing greater and nothing better for Klal Yisroel. And this is a much greater interest for them than going forth from physical enslavement and bondage. This receiving of Torah. The Ibn Ezra says that Chazal say Ein locha ben chayrin ala mishayisik b'Torah. This is true chayrus. And Ibn Ezra says Ein locha eved ki mishu eved l'tavoysof. There is no person who is such a slave as he who is enslaved to his lusts and temptations. Both these things go together. If you become subservient to Torah, you become subservient to Hashem Yisborach, then you are free from all that makes it so difficult and many times impossible for man to rise to the spiritual heights for which he was endowed. Therefore, true freedom, giving the possibility to man to use his capabilities fully, is freedom from these taivas, from these temptations, from these inclinations. And how shall he be free from them? If he will enslave himself to the observance of Torah as a Eved Hashem. V'lachein Yasa Hashem L'Moshe Ois. Since this is the essence of freedom, so the sign of freedom is Teisho Me'abdus L'Kabbalos HaTorah. Mipnei Kein Ki Hi Kol Ikolon Shel Yisroel. Because this is the very essence of Klal Yisroel. Uva'avuro Nigalu. And because of this, they were redeemed. V'olu L'Chol HaGdulo She'olu Eileo. And they were able to receive all the mildest spiritual heights that Klal Yisroel reached to only because of Torah. Nitzaveinu Limnois, we were therefore commanded to count Mimochlas Yom Tov Shel Pesach Ad Yom Nesinas HaTorah, to count these days by counting L'Harosh B'Nafsheinu. Thereby we demonstrate HaChefetz HaGodol El HaYom HaNichbot, our endless desire to this most important of all days, HaNichsof L'Nidenu, to which we hope. How? This is the language used by the Rambam and Meir Nevuchim when he talks also about the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Emech. HaNichsof L'Nidenu, our desire to gain Torah is ke'eved yishaf tzeil, like the slave who is waiting and wants so badly the shade from the burning sun. This is a beautiful word of the Rambam, ke'eved yishaf tzeil. When we begin to imagine an eved working in the field under the burning rays of the sun for his master, it's not only the question of heat. If he had a bit of shade, what that would mean for it, and how he waits for that shade. Eved Yishaf Tzeil. The Ben Yisroel, without Torah, finds himself under the burning rays of a sun that the Ibn Ezra calls Tavosov, the tivus of life that don't permit us to rest. We're never at rest. Letavo yivakesh nifrut. The fact that we are overburdened with so many tivus, so many different tivus lusts and temptations, that creates a lack of harmony in the human character. And we become, rather than one unified entity, the individual himself becomes a nifrod. He is broken into various pieces. You don't have a unified personality. Where there is not taive, but you have only one taive, toiv l'dvar Hashem, as David HaMelech said, gorso nafshi l'savo. My study of his Torah, that is the taive of the Jew. That unites within him all the character traits with which a human being is blessed. And all of it is directed towards one common purpose, to reach to Hashem Yisborach through this Torah. Then he is a free individual. Eved Yishaf Tzeil. We're waiting for that tzeil. And how do we show this? How do we demonstrate that we can't get along without it? By the fact that we count the day, counting the days as they go on and we become closer, demonstrates how much we want it, how much we're waiting for it. If you don't count, it doesn't mean anything to you. But the fact that we count day to day, a day closer, that means that's a goal that I'm looking forward to. Eved Yishaf Tzeil. And that Eved Yimne Tomit He is continually counting, Mosai Yovei Ho'esa Nitzov Elov. When will I finally reach that time, Shietzel Aferus, when I'll be able to go forth in freedom from bondage altogether? Not merely to have the tail that my master denies me, but rather to have Aferus. Ki ha-minyum, counting the time, Marele Odom, shows to man ki kol yishoi, his entire desire, whole heftse, he looks forward only la'agia el asmanahu, to reach that time. So what do you need to do the counting? Wait for it, without counting. So that's what we had already quite a few times in the Chinuch, where he points out to us, Ho'odom nifal mitu'uloysof. Man is influenced by his external deeds, regardless of how great a man may reach to in spiritual heights. He is always influenced by his external deeds. Counting is an external deed, and yet it leaves an impression on the internal spiritual essence of man. If to count means showing that I wait for the day, so I become to that extent so much more impressed with what Shavuos is going to mean for me. Had I not had this external deed, were I not to perform this pu'ula chitzonit, I would be missing to that extent what it leaves as an impression on the spiritual nature of man. Ho'odom nifol mipuloysa. We learn that in his Tama mitzvah of the reason why the Torah gave so many mitzvahs in reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to lay down one rule for man to know that God rules the world. And yet he gave so many mitzvahs, and all the mitzvahs we keep saying, Seichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos Yisechel, Yom Tov Yisechel, Seichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every time we do something that is remindful to us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to that extent, this concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes impressed in our entire spiritual endeavor as man. We could have done these things without mitzvahs maishias. And there are, therefore, such religions that don't believe too much in mitzvahs maishias. Not so the Jew. The Jew is aware of the fact that Ho'odom nifal mipu'uloysof. And in order to impress upon himself these spiritual concepts that are part of Jewish living, that Hashem Yisborach wanted us to live by, therefore he gave us these mitzvahs maaseyos, so that the maaseh ha-mitzvah would leave an impression upon the inner being of man. And therefore, my friend, count. Ki kol ze marebonu horotz nachozek lahagi al azman. Val kein, lo nirtze lahaske bitkilas kashbunenu ribui hayomim shi yeshlonu lahagi al korban. We don't say how many days we have to Shavuos. We say how many days we have already counted. Baruch Hashem, a day less, we've gone through this period of time. That shows to us, it impresses us with the idea that we've lived through one more day, and we're so much closer to Shavuos, to Kabbalah Sateira. Now he goes on.
Why would you count the days remaining instead of
the days remaining, as he says here? You don't say, I have 48 days to wait. You say, I went through one day. I'm one day closer. I've gone through one day. Then he goes on to ask, but how about at the end? When you have so many days you went through and you have just a few days to wait. So then you should change the manner in which you count. So he says, Kadesh Alel Achalik. It should be one type of counting the whole time.
Why we
tell
at the beginning to count?
That's what we just said. Valkain, therefore, therefore, in the beginning of the Cheshbon, we don't want to mention the many days that we have to wait. But rather we say we've gone through one day, then we say we've gone through 2 days. To that extent have we become closer. But he says, in Tishal, if this mitzvah means waiting for Torah, because Torah is the essence of Klal Yisrael, so he asks a very important question. In Kim Loma Ona Maskili Moisoy Mimochrasa Shabbos, why shouldn't we begin counting on the first day of Pesach itself? We went forth from Egypt on the morning of the first day of Pesach. And we started on that day to go to Sinai. So why don't we start this mitzvah now? This mitzvah which makes us think of the fact of the importance of Torah. The answer is Hatshuve. The answer to this question is Ki Hayom HaRishon, the first day of Pesach, Nisyached Hulei, was placed apart totally this day for one great purpose. Laskoras HaNes HaGodol, to remind ourselves of that greatness, Hu Yitzias Mitzrayim, are going forth from bondage, Shehu Oysu Neufes, which is proof to us, V'chidush HaOlam, that the world was not of itself, but rather that the world was created by a creator. Today they call it the Big Bang, the scientists, because science is also beginning to see that there is such a thing as creation, that it wasn't of itself, that there was a moment before which there was not, and then it happened. So they call it that Big Bang. It's little difference to us what you're going to call it, but it's an emune in a creator and a creation. Yitzias Mitzrayim is to us the Oishu Meifes Bechidush HaOlam, that the world was created. It wasn't there always. It was Chidush, was created by a creator. And not only that it was created, but the Hashgochas Hashem al Bnei HaOdam, that after creation, he is there at all times to take care of this creation that he has created. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Nisim that took place there to change the nature of creation can only be performed by one who's master of creation. You cannot change blood into water, water into blood. All that took place there, Kriyas Yamsuf, unless you deny the Netzach itself, you say it didn't come, it didn't exist, it wasn't there. As we've pointed out many times in the course of our study, that none of these things can be proved to the non-mimim. The non-mimim will deny. Who said it happened? Torah says. The Torah says. Who forces me to believe that what the Torah says is true? So it did not happen. But for one who has a munah b'Hashem Yisboras and a munah in Torah, so the existence of these facts were for one purpose: to prove to mankind that not only was there a creator and creation, but that there is Hashgochas HaBorei at all times that never ends. And the Rosh points out in his Sefer Orchis Chaim that Zuhi Sgulas Yisroel Mikol HaAmim, all the nations of the earth are bid to believe, that's one of the mitzvahs, Sheva Mitzvah Ben Ineach, they are bid to believe in creation, that Hashem Yisborach created the world. But Hashgoche is not one of the mitzvahs of Ben Ineach. This is the difference between Klal Yisroel and Umas HaElom. And then he says, V'ze Yisod Kol HaTeirah Kula. This belief is the basis of all of Taryag mitzvahs. What does he mean? He means a very simple thing. We talk about Taryag mitzvahs, 613 commandments. How can there be a commandment if there isn't one who commanded? Automatically it means that there's a belief in one who commanded. Who commands? One who's interested in me, who takes care of me, who's mashgiach over me as a father over a child. My child do this, my child don't do that. He's a mashgiach. The fact that we have mitzvahs is built upon this belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashgiach aleinu. Not only did He create us, not only did He create a world, but He is continually taking care of that world. He's continually interested in that world, in that universe that He has created and man within it. That's the meaning of a mitzvah. Take away chas v'sholem this fundament of faith. So there's no such thing as a mitzvah. It can't be a mitzvah. You can yourself make up a way, a lifestyle of how you wish to live. You don't want to eat this type of meat, you want to eat another type of meat. You don't want to rest on Thursday, you want to rest on Saturday. That's a wonderful thing, but it's got nothing to do with mitzvah. Once you say that Shabbat is a mitzvah, so there must be a mitzvah. Mitzvah means that there's someone there who's mashgiach, who takes care, who guards, who watches, and he wants to see that things should be run in one way and not in another. So zeh yesod kol ha-teira kulam. Therefore, the Rosh points out, first mitzvah of Teira is, anoichi havaya lekecho, sheretz yisicho me'eretz mitzrayim mi'beis avodim. So you have here both things, havaya lekecho, the belief in one God, the creator of the world, the universe, and all therein, sheretz yisicho, the belief in Hashgoche. Umi she'eina maini, v'asheretz yisicho, that Jew who refuses to believe in Asheret Yisicho, in Ashgoche, Gambo Anoichi Havaya Lekecho, Eina Maini. He doesn't believe in Anoichi Havaya Lekecho. It's impossible for the Jew to cut these things into twain, make one without the other. The non-Jew, the Benoach, wasn't commanded. So his very nature as such is built upon other fundaments. Klal Yisroel at Sinai became a people of Anoichi Havaya Elokecha Asheret Yisicho. One is intertwined with the other. Cannot be one without the other. Umishein amani basheret Yisicho gam b'Anoichi Havaya Elokecha einu maimi. These are the basic fundamentals of faith. Therefore, the Chinuch says, since the first day of Pesach is delegated to this important fundament of faith, Yisodo Emunah, Ein lonu le'avev b'simchosei, we therefore should not mix into the simcha of that day, ulachas kirimei, and remember together with it, shum inyon acher, any other interest in Jewish life, no matter how important. Even this interest of Shire, which means that the essence of life is Torah, even that recognition of the Jew in the importance of Torah should not be mentioned on the day when we are engaged in placing within ourselves this first fundamental of belief, Havaya Elekecho Asher Etzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Spend that day totally involved in this and this alone. And it's for that that the entire Seder of Pesach is devoted completely to this idea. The whole day of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, is designated for this purpose. Give to it all that you are, all that you possibly can. After this has become apparent and clear to you, then begin to think along this other line. If this is so, for what purpose? For what purpose? Is it merely to be able to do whatever I wish without a Pharaoh stopping me? Is it merely to be able to follow all my inclinations and all my lusts and be able to do my thing? As the hippie tells me today, is that the purpose of it all? Or is there some higher purpose to this? So immediately, we begin to count. Now that we realize what this first day means, we want to understand, to what is this all to be directed? Is it to remain just empty? For what purpose? The purpose is, I'm waiting for Shavuos. To give it, you shall say you. That's the idea behind it. If not for that, if it's without purpose, so what's the difference? It's the same shibud. It's a shibud to Titus. It's a shibud to yourself. And I feel that this is most likely what we mean when we say to this at the Seder Pesach, there are a lot of questions on that. He said Pharaoh would have lived. Who said so? I think it means something different. Shibud Mitzrayim doesn't necessarily call for that Pharaoh. Paro wasn't his name. Paro means king in the Egyptian language. So we'll have another king. We'll be under other kings. We'll be under other influences. But we'll still do Shubodim. Because what's the difference whether the Shibud will be in the form that it took in Mitzrayim of building a Pisim Veramseis? Or whether the shibud will be doing a thing that's also a shibud. I'll give you an idea what kind of a shibud this is. I read an article, I think it's 4 years ago, in the Yale Alumni magazine by the head of the English department in Yale. I think that in the 60s, if he had written this article, he would have been beheaded. But it was already in the 70s. And he writes that in the math courses in Yale, second and third year math, A students in math, and he quotes, he shows papers of how they write the problems in English. That a kid in elementary school would write English better than they do. In the second and third year, and they're honor students in math. So he poses the question, how's this possible? How is this possible? His answer was that in the 60s, our good friend Abby Hoffman came to the campus of Yale and he spoke there. What did he say? He said, do your thing and therefore have no limitations. And he told him, he said, at that time, that language is a limitation because you have to take a thought and put it into a certain form. That's what language is. If you have to place a thought within a certain form, so you're limiting yourself. No, you have to do your thing. So what should man do? Grunt like an animal. That, he says, what Abby Hoffman told us here in Yale. So he says you can grunt like an animal, but you can't grunt through a math paper. Once you have to write a math paper, you can't grunt. You have to speak a language. That was what the professor of English wrote. Well, this is what doing your thing can mean to a human being. Not only he will become an animal, he is asked to become an animal. This means doing your thing. Freedom has to have a form. Freedom has to have a limitation. The question is, what is that form into which we place freedom? How shall it be formed? When is it truly freedom? Says Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah, Einocha ben Chayrin, Ele Misha Oisek BaTorah. He won't be doing his thing and grunting like an animal, but he will be subserving himself to a higher cause, to a higher being, in order to fulfill all that man can reach to if only is desirous of so doing. This is what waiting for Torah means. This is what Tzfirat HaOmer means to the Jew. And that's why these days are such important days in the calendar of Klal Yisroel. To combine the Yom Tov of Pesach in its culminating point in the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Rishonim point out that Shmini Atzeres on Sukkos is comparable to Shavuos after Pesach. But why did the Torah not wait for a period of 7 weeks as it waited here by Matan Torah? Because the period of the year, the season, is the winter season. So Hashem Yisborach had Rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. They shouldn't have to wait that long and have a Shmini Atzeres come back to Yerushalayim winter time. So he gave it to them the day after Sukkot. But the concept of Shmini Atzeres, they point out, is the very same concept here. You are happy with the fruit of the field. You have all that you need physically. God has blessed you with all the human blessings that a person can wish for. But is this the end of all? Is this the purpose of all? The purpose of it all is Atzeres L'Hashem Elokim. To leave all these things for a day and involve ourselves with Hashem Yisborach himself. Then you give purpose to all the blessings of life. It's not the purpose of Torah to be a purge from all the physical blessings of this world, to deny yourself food and drink. No, Chas v'Sholem. That's not the purpose of Torah. The purpose is to sanctify all these things. You can make it cooling. You can desecrate these things. And you can make food and drink a source of spiritual uplifting. Yitzchok Avinu, when he wanted to give his broche, what did he ask for? Aseli matami, make me a nice meal. It's a very interesting thing. Blessings, spirituality. How do you think now about food, about drink? And what kind of food? Matami, the best tasting food. The reason is simple. For a Yitzchok Avinu, matami, created by Hashem Yisborach in this world of ours, are not sources for degradation of man, but rather for the elevation of man. And when Yitzchok wants to feel himself in the highest spiritual sense, in order to pronounce a blessing which will emanate and stem from the highest spiritual source, he says, I want to have all that Hashem Yisborach gives me in this world, to raise it all to him, and from that to give to him, to give to you, so that you, my son, will then begin to understand what is this world in which you are to live. That's the purpose of Torah. Is not to remove ourselves from the physical joys of life, but to elevate these joys, to give them spiritual content. Simcha on a yontif, gidus hayayim, is to eat, to drink. Tiflu mashmani, tiflu mantati. That's for Rosh Hashanah. That's what Nehemiah said. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hadin. This is the day when man is to stand in awe and reverence and fear. Who knows what will be the result of this din? But how shall you do it? Shall it be a raucous banquet? Or shall it be an upliftment of soul? Through taking the blessings of God, the physical blessings of God, and raising them to their source, to realize that all of it comes from Hashem Yisborach. I have created it, Sherechisifo, and I am the one who's mashgiach, to see to it that you have it when you need it, to see to it that you do with it what you must do with it, so that it shall be of the greatest of benefit to you. This is the way the Jew looks upon life. So no small wonder, say Ikoron Shel Yisroel, that Torah is the Ikor of Yisroel. Not because Torah will remove us from life, but because Torah will give us life. It will teach us how to approach all the physical blessings that Hashem Yisborah has blessed man with. This is our outlook upon life. Shame, removing ourselves from these things, is because we don't know how to take it. So from time to time it becomes necessary to cause ourselves pain. But the ultimate of it all is not pain, but rather joy. How joy? By raising everything to its original source and its ultimate source. And in that manner, to become one with Hashem Yisborah. And so you find that in all the korbanos, except the oilo, you have achilas koyanim. The koyanim must eat of the korban. And achilas koyanim mechaperes. Koyanim oichlin ubolim mishtapin. Kapora, expiation, results from the fact that the koyan eats and consumes food. Gemalden. What's your expiatory in that? Because when the koyan eats, he eats it as a koyan. He raises the korban to its ultimate source. And therein lies kapora. That's expiation. Not only the portion that goes on the mizbeach, which is removed from man and given to God, but the achila of the kohen is in itself kapora. And Tosfos points out, that since achilas kohen in the chaperes, kohen in the ichrim, b'alim iskaprim, so the achila of the kohen cannot be compared to achilas eged in all the food that we eat. It's a different type of eating. It's a avodas Hashem. But the purpose of it all is that all of mankind shall so enjoy the blessings of life. Shulchanei shalodom, zeh mizbeach. What is mizbeach? What is the altar? The table upon which we eat. Because if we eat as we should, if we realize what consuming food means, so this is one of the highest forms of reaching unto Hashem Yisborah. But when is all this true? If it comes from Torah. If it's a Torah life. If we're waiting for Torah. We wait for Torah. That's the tail. That's the shade that saves us from the burning rays of all these whims and fancies that ruin the life of man, that cause so much dissension, that cause so much friction. If we want that sale, and if we wait for it, we'll say so to it. But you have to wait for it. The Haris have to say the Yishai. You have to show that you really want it. You really mean it. The mitzvah is not perfunctory. You're doing it because you can't do otherwise. Just as you can't live without physical food, you can't live without the nutrition, the spiritual food of the mitzvah. You've got to show that this is life. And all this brings us back again to what we have pointed out a number of times, those wonderful words of the Rabbi Yerucham of Nehemiah, who explained the concept of tama mitzvah, which is usually called reasons for mitzvahs. Now that's wrong. It's not for us to know reasons for mitzvahs. The reason of the mitzvah lies within the intellect of Hashem Yisborah. And it's far, far beyond human intellect to discern that intellect. But tama mitzvah means the taste in a mitzvah. And he used to say, you have a taste in food too. Wonderful, a wonderful and good steak. I'm a chayah. But after all, do you live from the taste of the steak? Suppose a fellow can't take food and he's given intravenous. He lives from the nutrition of the food that he gets intravenously. There's no taste there. So he lives from the food itself. What is taste? Taste is, as the Chayyas Halavovas points out, Chesed Hashem, the merciful kindness of Hashem Yisborah, to endow man with taste also, so that he'll want to take the food. He wants him to eat in order that he should exist and live. And in order that he should wish to eat, food has a taste for him. This makes him attached to food. No one wants to take food intravenously. That's done on a clock. The doctor sees the clock. The nurse sees the clock. Now it's time to inject food again. But he has no desire on his own. This is a chesed Hashem. That's time on this. You live by the mitzvah in itself. That's the spiritual food which keeps a Jew going. But Hashem Yisbarach showed us his loving kindness to want to partake of this food. We should want to eat this food. So he gave us timing. And the timing are endless. Al tam v'reach. There's nothing to discuss about tam and reach. My tam is not yours, and yours is not the other fellow's. Some fellow likes steak and some doesn't. It's endless. The Chinuch has this timing. The Nezer has this time. The Rambam has this time. The Sanhedrin has this time. The Judah Levi has this time. Everyone has his geschmack in something. But everyone finds his geschmack in a mitzvah. The mitzvah was ordained for every individual Jew. And every individual Jew, in accordance with his spiritual setup, finds time in a mitzvah. Er gefühlt a geschmack in a mitzvah. Just as every individual human being finds a geschmack in the nutrition of physical food. This is time a mitzvah. But it's important to remember at all times that it happens that the time, the geschmack, that the chinuch found in a mitzvah, practically at all times and in all mitzvahs, meets up with the geschmack of everyone who learns it. You know why? Because it's al derech hapshat. It's not philosophic in nature. It's down to earth. It speaks to us as we stand here down on earth. And so every one of us, in his time, finds his own time. I don't know whether I feel in this time of this meeting what the chinuch felt, but I'm overwhelmed with time in it. And I think that everyone who sits here and studies this time gets a geschmack in accordance with his feeling in the mitzvah. That was the greatness of the chinuch. He found those tiny, he found those taste buds in the mitzvah, where every Jew, when it was being put in contact with it, it would make an impression upon him. It would open his heart, it would open his soul. This is the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima. So Hashem Yisbarach should bless us all that we should go through this period of Sfira Sa'ima in the best way possible, because we're living in a world that's full of a lot of tzoras, man al Islam, a lot of tzoras, and all these tzoras that take place today for one who has a feeling heart and a seeing eye, it's also evidence of the fact that there's Hashbuchas Habeyim, that he's running the world. And mankind isn't running it, but that he is running the world, and that we men are nothing more than pawns on a big chessboard. As Tolstoy once said, nothing more than pawns on a big chessboard. And he's the one that makes the moves. And the very trying times that we're going through now, very trying times. Let's go through the period of Sfiras HaEmel and get this geschmack that we should get from it, so that when Shavuos arrives, we will be there to be mekabel Teiras Hashem be'emes u'be'emuno u'vitminus Teiras Hashem tmimo b'shivas nofesh. And in that manner, so on the Zeichas Ein, even before Shavuos, the B.S. Geyel HaTzedek, Omen V'Omen.